This is South Dakota Public Broadcasting News. I'm Susan Hansen. Supporters say a new South Dakota concealed carry permit would speed up gun shopping for permit holders if it receives federal approval. The so-called gold card would bypass a background check for each firearm purchased from a licensed dealer. Instead, shoppers would simply be able to present the permit, which requires completing an FBI fingerprint background check on top of the standard obligations necessary to get a concealed carry permit. South Dakota would join more than two dozen states with such an option if it's approved by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. A Bureau spokeswoman says that the agency won't make a decision until after the new law goes into effect on January 1st. Foes contend that background checks should be the default for every gun purchase. University of New Hampshire researchers were recently awarded a nearly $2 million grant to study violence prevention efforts in Rapid City schools. Officials say the grant is geared towards studying sexual assault and violence among adolescents and teens. South Dakota violence prevention organizations have partnered with UNH to carry out the four-year grant. Cynthia Tobin with the South Dakota Network Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence says researchers chose to focus on Rapid City because of a perceived lack of violence prevention programs.
They thought that Rapid City was a great spot to bring in some prevention. There are people on the grant that thought that there maybe was limited prevention strategies, and it would be great to bring someone from the research component to research that area.
Tobin says by next fall, researchers hope to start evaluating violence prevention programs in Rapid City middle and high schools. She adds that new programs could be implemented based off the evaluations. In the forecast in the Northwest, there's a winter weather advisory until midnight Mountain Time. Otherwise tonight, windy and clear to partly cloudy. In the north, areas of blowing snow. Lows in the west and north central in the teens, and in the central and east in the 20s.